I guess my first question is, if we're not to put our trust in man, and man wrote the Bible, how are we to believe what's in the Bible is true?
Good. Good question. Very good question. We don't put our trust in man, and we don't. First Peter, there's a text that says that holy men were inspired of God, that they were that they wrote under God's inspiration. Now you have to go to the Bible to believe that that's true. So how do you know that's true? Because somebody wrote that text. That's your question. And the reality is that the only reason that we would be able to say we would believe it is because Jesus did himself, and we saw him give evidence. And that gets back to the evidence of the resurrection primarily. But, and we'll talk about that if you're interested, but the reality was that Jesus quoted these people and would say from the Old Testament and would say these people spoke from God. All right? Now, the people that lived with Jesus were the disciples. The disciples lived with him on earth. Those books that we claim to be the Bible itself, there are many books written very much similar to the Bible. You know that. That would not be credited to be the Bible itself. Why was that? Because only those in the early church, right when the church was birthed, in other words, when Jesus died and rose and the disciples were still there, those that they claimed to be the Word of God, whatever that first church believed was given of God, having been with Jesus to affirm, that is, those that were with Jesus could affirm it. Only those that were with Jesus, that was the Word of God. So we hold those to be the scripture. Now, here's the thing. The question would be, well, how do we know it's accurate? And is it, you know, is there evidence to show that the Bible would be more than just a man-written book? And next week we'll look at some of that. But I'll tell you, in my opinion, and this is just where I came to as I looked and researched extensively about it, I came to the question, I said, I can believe it. I can believe that this is not only given as the Word of God, but has remained as such. But the only way we know is because the church said, the early church and the leaders that were with Jesus said, these people from the old, he believed, God spoke to them and it was the Word of God. And he referred to it as such. So Jesus believed that God spoke through man. So we could believe that God spoke through man as well. Now, which men? And that was by the early church, those that were the apostles and those were the ones that had to live with Jesus, have seen Jesus and so forth in order to be considered an author of Scripture. All right? Great question. And by the way, here's an interesting point. I'm going to give you the best answers I can give, not to say that there aren't people that have better answers than I could give. I'll assure you there are plenty of people that can do better answers than I can do. But when you hear the answers to the questions, the point is, does it cause you to believe as you investigate, this is one form of investigation, that you would put merit that he is who he claimed to be and that he is? Or does it not? And so the good use of my answers, don't let me be the final answer, but if you don't find merit, then that would make me say, I don't go along with it. So it's just a way to investigate, but that would be the answer. The early church would be the answer to that question, okay? Good question.